Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, should pubs ban children from their premises? Now, a pub landlord has introduced a permanent ban on children for peace and quiet. Lucy Draper, the landlady of the Compass in Windsor, Hampshire, has decided to ban children because under 12s because of bad behaviour. Now, the landlady first trialled the ban on children for 6 days last week, or should I say last year. At the time, she had her pub in an adult environment, inverted commas, as she says, and children shouldn't be, it shouldn't be a children's creche. Now, I get what she's saying, right? And I do understand that not all children are badly behaved. And I don't think she probably means badly behaved. I think she means behaving like children, because children behave in a certain way. They get bored. They run around from table to table. They're sitting in the corner with their bottle of Coke. And then they get bored again. Then you're trying to give them crayons just to keep them busy. But essentially, they're bored because children like to be active. It's nothing generally to do being badly behaved. And there is a whole argument that, you know, children should not be in a place that's an adult environment. And I know you're going to say, but Niall, you're anti-drink anyway because you don't drink and you don't really go to pubs. I get that. But still, you know, I wouldn't mind going to a nice, you know, gastro pub outside, whatever, having dinner or even inside when we're allowed to do it again. And I don't think I want to see kids milling around the place. And I know sometimes you'll say, well, we've no control over them now. They're children, you know what I mean? But in saying that, I just don't want to see it. You know, I'm going out for a, you know, a quiet dinner, you know, and I don't mind if a child is well behaved and sitting at a table, but they're generally not. They're not well behaved sitting at tables. That generally doesn't happen. They generally get up from the table once the dinner is finished or once they've had their dessert or whatever it is. And mum and dad are sitting there having a beer. Because mum and dad, not all the time, decide that they're going to go home straight after the meal. I would, because I don't hang around pubs. I think they're dreadful environments. That's just my personal opinion on it, because I don't drink. And I don't want to be hanging around a place where there's loads of blokes, generally blokes, and women, by the way, and women too. Let's not be sexist about it. Blokes, you know, using foul language, etc. And I don't think it's the place for a child. Or even, I've often seen a situation where, you know, there's a match on the big screen and there's a load of lads there, you know, and they have their sons with them and they think they're great. Oh, my son with me. He's 12 years of age. And he's bored out of his head. He doesn't want to be there, really. You know what I mean? And there's loads of lads there just making inappropriate comments, which is all well and good, by the way, if we're all adults. But not when there's children around. It's just not the place for a child. I personally believe, and you can argue with me and challenge me on this if you want to, but I personally believe that a child should not be in a pub and there should be a ban. Now, after 12 or after 9 o'clock at night, you are not allowed to have children in a pub unless it's a private event. But I believe there should be a complete ban on children in anywhere that serves alcohol. Just the way. I mean, look, if there was a premises where people smoke joints, you wouldn't have children in it, would you? No. So why would you have children in a place where people serve alcohol, which is inherently for adults? So I believe it should be just banned. Be done with it. Banned. End of story. Banned. Now, if it's a restaurant and a purpose-built restaurant where people sit at tables and nobody walks or runs around, I understand. That's okay. I'm talking about, you know, pubs. And I'm talking about beer gardens. And those kind of places. They should not be on a premises, a licensed premises like that. Children should not be there. If you want to go to those kind of places, get your sister or your brother to mind your kids while you're there. You go with your missus, enjoy as many pints as you like. But they should not be, the children should not be there. We shouldn't be encouraging another generation that drinking is part of eating. In other words, when you go out for, you know, a meal, that you must drink alcohol. A glass of wine is okay. That's what the French do. They encourage that kind of thing. But not drinking gallons of beer. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you like to see children banned from pubs completely? Do you agree with me? Or do you think I'm just talking folly? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Are you all right, Niall? Thank you, by the way, to everybody who's texting and asking, am I all right? I'm fine. What happened was, it's a studio with no air. And, well, there is air conditioning, but very mild air conditioning. And just when I started talking, I kind of sucked in. I think it was like a hair or something like that. And it just got caught in my throat. I nearly died. Poor old Aisling was running around frantically, thinking I was going to drop dead. I'm grand. I'm fine. I don't have that, as they say in Ireland, I don't have the COVID. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Well, I hope it isn't any side effects from the you know what.
Ah, would you stop out of that? Get your tinfoil hat back on you. No, I had my second vaccine last week, by the way, and I felt grand.
Rather you than me.
No, the first vaccine, I got a really bad, you know, kind of numb arm, you know, and it was kind of a bit sore. But it was okay. I had no other side effects. And last week I got the second one, and I'll be honest with you. It was a guy did the first one and a woman did the second one. And I think she was a nurse. I think the guy was just a lay person who was trained to do them, right? Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. But when the girl did it, I was sitting there and she told me to, you know, pull me thing off my shoulder. And she said, all right. And she was chatting away to me for a second. And I said, oh God, I said, I hate needles. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, just the pain of it. And she went, it's already done.
Yeah.
And I genuinely never felt a thing. And I hate needles. Yeah. Never felt a thing.
Well, you shouldn't if it's done properly, because I get a blood test every year, like, I mean, just for the sake of it. And once it's done properly, it won't even, it's be all over before you realise it, you know?
Yeah, didn't feel, the first one I did feel it going in, I was like, oh, because I hate needles, hate them. Somebody says, now give up the cigarettes. Yeah, you're right, I need to give them up too. That's a whole other reason why I shouldn't be.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, but John, getting back to, you know, children in pubs. Should they be banned?
Children in pubs, well... Here we go again. Taliban boiling by anti.
Taliban boiling. Right, go on. No, but I mean, I don't drink, John, so I don't go to pubs anyway.
Well, look, I see nothing wrong with kids. Like, providing the carry on that they don't go in with say early and about 12 o'clock, noon or 1 o'clock, have a bit of grub, and are still there at 7 o'clock, and the parents are slashed over their head, and the kids are like lunatics running around the place. That I would be against, right? Well, as an overall ban on children and pubs, I would be totally against that. The same as I would be totally against what you dealt with recently, that again, kids going to weddings. I think kids at weddings are brilliant. I think
See
little Johnny and little Mary seeing Uncle Dan and he dancing with the toy tied around his head.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my line, John. That's my line.
That's brilliant.
And him and Auntie Mary gyrating on the dance floor.
Yeah, I mean, that's
at
hilarious.
80 years of age, yeah.
That's hilarious. You know what I mean?
It is hilarious. It's hilarious, but not for a child.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, if you go any time we have ever been abroad, there, I mean, the Italians, the French, know, I mean, they make a big deal over the meal, like, after they go to a restaurant. And now, the whole family, like, holistically, all the family are involved. But just because Paddy brings his kids here, like, I mean, all of a sudden, oh, the kids shouldn't be here, or the parents are alcoholics, or everyone's an alcoholic, the child will turn out an alcoholic, I mean, God forbid.
Well, is it not true that if we're continuing to, you know, to introduce children to the pub atmosphere at a young age, well, then all we're doing is breeding another generation who will become reliant on, you know, alcohol. When I say, will have a good relationship with alcohol. Yeah. Well, is that not a fair point?
I know people like, I mean, their parents never drank, like, and they turned out very heavy involved in alcohol down for the years and had fierce problems with it, but they were never introduced to it through their parents. So just because your parents don't think you go to the pub doesn't mean that you won't become a raving alcoholic. You know?
I mean, somebody says here, I think it's a good idea, as it may reduce consumption in general if you're not in that environment or influenced by it. And that's the point I'm making. Because, no, I mean, when I was a kid, John, my father drank from one end of the day to the other, right?
Yeah, well, that was a man. He was a man of his time, you see.
Yeah, not a bother to him. 19 pints of Guinness. But myself, my sister, my brother, we'd be left sitting out in the car park in the car. Or he'd sneak us in, because even then they were kind of strict. He used to go to the Alsa Club up in Aer Lingus all the time, because that's where he worked, right?
Yeah.
But they'd sneak us in through the window sometimes, because your man up there didn't really like kids in the place. But even on a Sunday, like 3 and 4 hours sitting out in the car.
Yeah. But that was wrong. That was totally wrong.
That was the times.
That's terrible.
And then he would drive home, pissed.
I know, yeah.
Pissed.
I know.
With the three of us in the back of the car. But the point I'm making is that we were still introduced to that whole, you know, I suppose, culture of going drinking. Now, thankfully, I didn't drink because I...
Well, you didn't. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, no, but main reason I didn't drink, John, is because I've worked in nightclubs since I was 16 years of age, 17 years of age.
Yeah.
And I saw people pissed and didn't like it, you know?
Yeah, but there was equally guys that you know that done the same stuff as you in nightclubs down through the years, and they needed a drink to function, basically.
Yeah, I know one or two of those DJs.
Who
could mix a record with 2 pints of Guinness, one in each hand, and still manage to mix the record. Okay, but so you think it's okay to have kids in a pub? You think it's an okay atmosphere, even though it's an adult environment?
Well, as long as they're not there for 7 or 8 hours, they can the parents are slashed out their heads and the kids are bored that they're running away completely like lunatics now. But if it is done properly, like, and they're there for 1 or 2 hours and the kids are there with their orange and they're having their little run around or whatever, I see nothing wrong with that.
Okay, some of the messages coming in. You're taking away the taboo side of the pub. If you don't let them in, it becomes more attractive. And once they get in, they don't know how to behave themselves. It's all about education, not banning, says somebody else. Fiona, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Fiona?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, that was a slip of the tongue. Kids drinking in pubs. That'd be a whole new phase, wouldn't it?
It would be indeed.
Fiona, should they be allowed in?
I don't think so, no. I don't think they should be allowed in for a long period of time. It's not the place for them. It's not the correct environment for them. Children are little people with voices, and these little children are not asked if they want to go in.
They're quite impressionable as well, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And these children, if they were to turn around to their parents or their guardians and ask them, well, will you come to the playground with me and sit for 5 or 6 hours while I have a little play and wait for me? Would they say yes? Would the parents say yes?
Some would.
I don't know, not for 5 or 6 hours, Niall.
No, no.
Usually the ones that, the people that I would be, you know, they would say, okay, yeah, we'll go for a little hour, we'll have a little half an hour, we'll have an hour, maybe a couple of hours, but not 5 or 6 hours sitting there waiting.
And you're right, and the days of, you know, my dad bringing us to the pub for 5 or 6 hours or leaving us out in the car or whatever it was, when we didn't really have any, I'm not going to say rights, but our needs weren't taken into consideration, those days are
over.
No,
and the children's opinions themselves, it doesn't matter how young they are, they still need to be asked, do they want to go to these places? Whether it be a pub, shopping, it doesn't matter. They need to be asked, do they want to go? And they need to be heard. And they're not. If they're just being dragged to the pub, told, sit down there, okay, packet of crisps and a lemonade and you'll be happy out. They're not going to be happy out. And they're not being asked, do they want to go to these places?
Yeah, and the same, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, I understand people are saying it's a Sunday afternoon, we're going for dinner, etc., etc., and that's all well and good. But when dinner is over, you shouldn't be hanging around for 3 hours with your mates drinking.
If you ask any child, oh, will we go out for dinner? A child will say yes. We'll go out for a bit, you know, we'll go out for dinner and we'll have ice cream after. Mm. It's a whole adventure to them. And it's an hour and a half max. And then they're taken out and that's well and good. And it's a treat for them. But to be asked to sit in a pub with loud noise, shouting,
bad language.
The longer you're in a pub, the more louder it's going to get, and the more the language is going to increase, and the scenarios are going to get a little bit more wild. No child I know wants to sit there and experience
okay,
that.
Somebody says here, my kids love going to the local. There's a football pitch, pool, snooker table, darts, and music for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, obviously, he believes it's beneficial in some way. I don't think playing pool, snooker tables is beneficial for children, but how and everybody.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Then again, like, obviously that child was asked. That's like a little playground to that child then, if there's a pool table or a snooker table, there was a football pitch and there was all this. Maybe the child was asked and maybe the child did want to go. I don't know what age that child was.
But I'm assuming the child is coming and going and coming back in and out of the pub situation. I see, I'm biased, Fiona, because I don't drink. And I never, even my own kids, I never brought them into that environment. I dreaded that environment. Even now, if I'm going out for Sunday dinner, I prefer to go to a restaurant or a nice gastro pub. You know, for me, I wouldn't go to your local, even though they might be serving a good, you know, Sunday roast. It just doesn't appeal to me. That environment doesn't appeal to me, and it never did.
It doesn't appeal to me either. And I take a drink, and I enjoy the pub environment, but I just don't think it's an. I was never brought to the pub as a child. You know, we would. Sometimes go in for a lemonade. I was never expected to sit in a pub for 5 or 6 hours or even 3 or 4 hours.
Stay there just for a second, Fiona, because I want to go to Dan, who sent in that text a second ago. Dan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Dan, is it not time to break that cycle? The cycle and the next generation, you know, being reliant on alcohol or having that Irish relationship with alcohol?
Oh, God, that's a tough question.
I'm not having a go at you. And you said that your local has the snooker table and all that kind of stuff for the kids. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they have entertainment as well on for the kids, you know, with a DJ and a put on kiddie music, let the kids dance around the place and things like that. Like, my kids, they love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, like, I don't know. Now, I suppose, like, from having the kids in the pub all the time, yeah, now definitely wouldn't be in there all the time. Like, might be once every month or two or something,
yeah,
even.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, and look, by the way, I'm not accusing people of child abuse or anything here. Like, what I'm saying is, I mean, we have to accept, Dan, that we have a bad relationship with alcohol in this country. I mean, everything, you know, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, everything. Well, maybe not bar mitzvahs, but certainly weddings, funerals, you know, discos, you know, baptismals, you know, confirmations, communions. Everything revolves around alcol.
And it does.
And maybe we should start thinking about moving forward. You know, that maybe the next generation or the generation after, we could remove that reliance on alcohol.
We're going to need to change the weather in this country somehow.
Maybe, yeah, true. But I mean, is, you know, that the local on a Sunday afternoon, and I know maybe there's a bonding thing between dad and son watching the match on the big screen in the pub with the lads, but I mean, is that really the place for a child?
Like, if that child was asked, would they like to go, say, on an adventure up to Glendalough or something, or instead of going to the pool table, what would that child pick?
Oh, well, they do be brought out as well. Like, I had them down camping in Wexford last weekend, for example. But, like, you know, like, it would be, as I say, it wouldn't be every week. It would be, as I say, once in a blue moon, nearly, you know, like... I'm not saying we'll be doing it religiously or anything.
Dan, don't for one minute think that I'm judging you as a parent, because I'm sure you're a wonderful parent, because I'm certainly not. I'm just saying it's a mindset, isn't it? You know, it's a you know.
Oh, it is. Yeah. No, look, don't get me wrong now. Like, sometimes you'd see people in the pubs, like, and they could be there all day, like 8 hours or so in the pub with the kids. And yeah, you know, that's not right either, you know.
And by the end of that 8 hours, them children are they're practically ignored. I don't see anything wrong with what you're doing. You're bringing your child, we'll say, once every second month or whatever. Like, as I said, Niall said, I'm not judging. I would never judge anybody. And your little fella, he obviously enjoys the snooker and that environment and the dancing around the tables. Any child would. I just said, if there was an alternative given to the children, instead of going to the pub and into that environment, would they pick a day at the beach? I know what you said as well.
It's Ireland, yeah.
100% against us.
The cinema, maybe an afternoon in the cinema, for example.
The children I know, you know, even a rainy day on the beach is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it does be. You know, my kids love going to the beach.
And even if.
Yeah. No. I totally agree with you. But then there's other days as well where, as a parent as well, you just want a bit of downtime.
I get that too.
I get that too. Absolutely get that as well. So I do. I just think if the children were, you know, before they went to the pub, they were said, look, Michael, Joe, Sophie, whatever, do you want to go to this pub? Do you want to go to the pub, or would you rather do something else? I think most of the time the child will pick something else, even if it is the cinema or the beach or a walk or...
I couldn't agree with you more. And Fiona, I'm sorry, I'm running out of time. I've run right out of time. Dan, thank you very much indeed as well. And by the way, nobody's judging people who do that. All we're saying is that, you know, the alternative might be better, I think, but the point is Fiona's making, and I think she's right. I think the alternative, and maybe we need to move forward, you know, and stop this kind of relationship we have with alcohol, and maybe we can break that chain going forward.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.